When I speak at children's writers' conferences, one of the topics that I always bring up is rejection. It's one of those things that all writers face, and it's best to be honest about it and confront it, acknowledge that all of us go through it, and that we move on, and that no one who's ever been published ever gave in to rejection. So what I like about this particular clip is that it lets readers know, writers know, that, and readers too, that they're in very good company when they get a rejection letter. So take a listen.
Because even though we don't like to talk about it, I've been rejected. I confess I've been rejected many times. My first rejection was from Highlights magazine when I was 12. I'm not 12 anymore, but I still get rejections. And I keep going. I always tell when I speak with kids, I always say to them that I was their age when I decided I was going to be a writer, and I was 12 when I got rejected. And I never gave up. And they love that. They like to hear that. So it comes with the territory. And so that after a brief grieving period, very brief, like a couple of hours, I immediately turn around to that list that I was telling you about, and I send out my proposal elsewhere. But I wanted to share with you what good company you're in when you get rejected. Now, these are all children's fiction writers, but you will be very pleased to hear. Judy Blume, who not that long ago won the National Book Foundation's Lifetime Achievement Award, was once told by an editor that she wasn't talented enough to write anything at all. How many of you read Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, when you were... Yeah, well, she was told that that book wasn't... It was just not worth it. Madeline L'Engle, you probably have heard this before. Her Wrinkle in Time was rejected over 20 times. Dr. Seuss received 27 rejections before To Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street was finally accepted. And yet, I have a very funny story about that, but I don't have time. I've been rejected. Donna Jo Napoli, author of several middle grade novels, received rejections for 14 years. Talk about persistence. 14 years before she got her first contract. Jerry Spinelli amassed hundreds of rejections over 5 years before finally selling Maniac McGee. And when he speaks to children, he takes one giant manila envelope and dumps the rejections on the floor. And he says that those are the only ones, those are the ones he saved. He had thousands more that he threw away because he was mad. Here's one I love to share. J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter was rejected by numerous agents who are probably kicking themselves every day of their lives. And Gail Carson Levine, author of the Newbery winner Ella Enchanted, was once told that her story had no plot, no interesting characters, and her writing was not even captivating enough for a child to sit through a reading. Anyone is familiar with Ella Enchanted, it's a brilliant story, it was made into a movie, and she's gone on to have several book contracts, so much for not being captivating. My message is never give up, because you have to write because you, I mean, all of us write because we have no choice. It's in our blood. And you just have to keep going, regardless of what genre, what age group you're writing for. And if I have more time later, I'll tell you about some really great rejections that writers turned around. And because of that, we know their books today. Thanks.
And for that information, you can turn to my book, How to Publish Your Children's Book. It's quite a funny section in the last chapter, and it's worth taking a look at. Thanks for listening.